This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Your government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you're that exceptional American, well, welcome aboard. And I suspect you are, because why? Well, everybody's an exceptional American, right? Well, not everybody. Well, if you're a United States citizen, you just kind of actually start out as an exceptional American. And gaining, of course, citizenship is a key thing. Everybody wants to do it in the world, I suspect. Well, you know, there are those that hate America, even within America. And aren't you just seeing it right now on the left? Yeah. The whole Judge Kavanaugh thing is really a very good example of how extreme and beyond extreme, the left has gone. We're no longer into being a Democrat. And by the way, I still know Democrats that are Democrats, but I really think I can speak for them. They're absolutely appalled at what they're seeing with the antics of the left. Now, we understand why the left is doing what they're doing. Clearly, fear-mongering, everything else. What they're doing is just over the top, teetering on violent behavior. Violence is the next step for them because they're not getting their way. Their anger is growing and they want violence. There are those that want violence, I should say, that espouse violence as the next step. And we're starting to see it. Well, I think they're trying to drive it in that direction. I really do. I really absolutely do believe And they're trying to use the Kavanaugh thing as a springboard. All this stuff is absolutely, completely bogus in everything. And everybody gets it. You know, this is the great thing about what's happening here. You know, we're learning something about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the greatest rope salesman in the world. You have heard me say this many, many times. And what we're seeing now is that he sort of transferred that to us, the American people. He's teaching us how to be rope salesmen. Imagine an entire country of rope salesmen. That's what he's doing. We are being shifted into Trumpism, being rope salesmen for the left. Hey, Mr. Leftist, you want a rope? I got one here for sale. And we are doing it collectively now as a nation almost. See, the left is leaving the left. Those that are Democrats are leaving the left. And there's going to be a smaller, marginalized population as time goes on. But what we're seeing here is a demonstration of public opinion that's building in a positive way for the Republicans and for the conservatives. And the Democrats, the progressives, the communists are being left alone. They're being marginalized in an ever burgeoning economy. People feel safer. My gosh, we're hearing stories about millennials causing divorce rates to plummet. What's up with that? You know, these are the kind of things that are starting to change in our society. And right now, with what we're seeing with Kavanaugh, this whole demonstration, and Grassley, you have to put a hats off to him. He's allowed this to go on. Wait a minute, we don't want this torture. Listen, we need the torture. We need to see what these people are all about on the left. We need to see this demonstration, this embarrassment for the Democratic Party to go out further. Heck, I got rope. I got plenty. We all have plenty of rope at this point. We are being rope salesmen. And pretty soon, in just a few short weeks, we're going to demonstrate how we can pull the rope in. And we're going to do that. I have a great story about rope salesmen. It comes from my friend Reed. Reed, one of our people that's associated with the New California State Movement. I say Donald Trump's rope salesman, and he came to me yesterday and says, Paul, you got to tell this story. He tells the story about when he was a child growing up on a ranch here in Northern California. And they had this horse. Buckshot was the horse's name. Buckshot. That ought to tell you a little bit about Buckshot, right? And about the temperament of the horse. And by the way, if you've ever owned horses, you get what I'm talking about more deeply. But this is a great demonstration for what is happening right now with the rope salesman, Donald J. Trump. Well, Reed and his dad, his dad taught Reed a lesson one day. You see, Buckshot always used to, anytime you put him on, put a rope around him, he was always managing to pull away with his rope from your hands. And if you're a kid, of course, it was quite easy. He always did it. It would run off. Run out in the pasture and run after being kept in a stall. Well, the kids couldn't handle it. Well, the horse, what he was learning was, these kids come around, they put a rope around me, and I can easily just take that rope right out of their hands. So finally, Reed's dad said to him, "Come here, son. I want to show you how to teach Buckshot a lesson." So he takes a rope and puts it around his neck, and then he ties a railroad tie to the other end. Gives him plenty of rope. He grabs the rope, puts it in his hand, and sure enough, Buckshot manages to take it right out of Reed's hands. What does Buckshot do? He takes off like a dart. He starts getting into full gallop. Pretty soon that rope does what? Runs out. Buckshot runs out of rope. One next thing is Buckshot's down on the ground. Flipped. He flipped. Reed said to me, "You know, Paul, Buckshot never took the rope out of my hands again. See, Buckshot learned a lesson, and we're all learning a lesson by Buckshot. We're learning how to be good rope salesmen. And, you know, just as he was sitting there watching that rope just start to spin on out, when it finally reached the end and that railroad tie was attached, well, sold, that's all I got to say. And that's exactly what's happening with Donald Trump. He's teaching us all how to be good rope salesmen. Because as we watch this Kavanaugh travesty, it's not on Kavanaugh. It's not going to reflect negatively. He's going to be confirmed and be the new justice of the Supreme Court. He will be that. And what will happen? Well, the left, the Democrats, the socialists, the progressives, the communists will be looking, well, like Buckshot, on the ground, on their back. The rope runs out. And collectively amongst us, as citizens of the United States, it's important that we remember that. We are now the rope salesmen. We are now those salespeople just letting them run the rope out. Anyway, we got a break coming up when we come back from the break. Well, we got other things going on, you know. It's not just about Kavanaugh. It's about other things, too. Yeah. How about Republican favorability? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Yes, we have our second convention coming up. Can you imagine this? The second convention for the Constitution for New California. Nobody else is doing this in the nation, of course, and has not been done since 1861. What in the world is up with that, right? Well, we're doing it out here in California, New California. It's going to happen. A lot of people don't understand how it's going to happen, but we'll sort it out for you. Come to the convention, you can go and get tickets. Tickets are on sale today and tomorrow and the next day. And it's going to be in Irvine, California, if you want to make your way out to California and see this. It's a phenomenal. It's a phenom that's not happened in our nation since really, because we're doing it the old-fashioned way, following the Constitution. Everybody says, "What are you constitutionalists doing this?" No, we're not those people. Not disparaging constitutionalists. We are, I guess you would say, we're originalists. We're following the original Constitution for a state split based upon a pre-existing state. And there's only been, this has only happened three other times in our nation's history. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. So we're following that. But anyway, just to kind of give you a little bit of a feel for things, this is what's happening. So visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. All right, a little sign of the times. I just want to bring some things to your attention. Don't worry, we're going to cover Kavanaugh and all the other stuff too. But I think, you know, this is something that, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel has a few things about that. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to get into some things that we talked about a long time ago. And now you're seeing the effect of the cause of certain things. Remember, we had all this sweetness that was coming from Starbucks. The racist owner of Starbucks decides he's going to teach everybody about whiteness and white privilege. Because this incident happened in one of his Starbucks, when black men were ushered out, arrested, I believe, for using the restroom. They're just kind of waiting around. But because they're black, you know, it's racial insensitivity. And you know, we don't know all the details about that. But it was just one of these kind of things that there was a rush to judgment about everybody in Starbucks is racist that works there. So we must have specialized training about whiteness and white privilege and all this stuff. Okay. That is so all this whiteness and white privilege business is complete racial bigotry. Period. End of subject. So now, I said at the time, I'm off Starbucks. I don't do Starbucks anymore. I just don't do it. Now, this is what we have. That was, what, 2-3 months ago? That was, I don't know how long ago that was. I've lost time. There's been so much news in between, right? Look at all the news that's sandwiched between that and then. Must have been, I don't know, must have been about 6 months ago. So I've sworn off Starbucks. There's a couple of other places, you know, Dutch Brothers or something like that. And there's another couple of places I visit, I frequent, whenever I'm out and about and I need a cup of coffee. But, you know, nobody makes coffee like I make coffee here in the studio. I mean, it is bulletproof coffee, Agenda 21 brew. And by the way, great demonstration of it right now. Right down my throat. Okay, so this is what we're seeing now. Get this article came popping across the screen yesterday morning. Starbucks plans significant changes to company's structure. What? Yeah. CEO sent out memo to employees after a town hall meeting last week. I suspect there's something going on here, don't you? I mean, think about it. And this is coming from Bloomberg. You know, say what you want about Bloomberg. He's got his really his big act together. They got a little article here. Do they have anything about this? Did they say anything? Oh, the little music and stuff. And, you know, the little video climbs up. They've really done a nice job. Bloomberg did a thing on New California, which is really kind of cool. But this is what was talked about at Starbucks. Starbucks Corp is planning an organizational shakeup, including corporate layoffs. Hello? What? Ah. This is, okay, I'm going to read that again so you get it. Remember, everybody started backing away from Starbucks. They just said, we're done with Starbucks. So now listen, people say, and I believe this because, you know, I felt this myself. I get it. It hurts the bottom line. That when people look at you and go, wait a minute, we're gonna take you out. We're not going to, you know, buy your products, or we're not going to visit your business or whatever because of this, that, and the other, right? I don't like having to play that game. But some things, it just repulses you so much on the, especially with talking about a social justice warrioring going on. And Starbucks was playing the game. So everybody backed away. I backed away. I didn't ask you all to back away from it, but it was pretty obvious to me. People were incensed by the so-called racial insensitivity the racial bigotry displayed by the leadership of Starbucks. Now, fast forward. Starbucks Corporation is planning an organizational shakeup. I wonder why. Corporate layoffs that will start at top levels as the coffee chain tries to reverse stagnant sales and rekindle investors' interest. Ha ha! It worked. Your time is up, Starbucks. How do you like that perfect timing? I failed to switch off my iPhone. Now, that's another issue, isn't it? Isn't this funny? Okay, we must increase the velocity of innovation that is relevant to our customers, inspire our partners, and is meaningful to our business. Chief Executive Officer Kevin Johnson said in a memo to employees viewed by Bloomberg News. To accomplish this, we're going to make some significant changes to how we work as leaders in all areas of the company. You know, I'm happy they're doing that. The leadership and organizational changes will begin this week and carry on into November, Johnson said. He sent the email after the company held its quarterly town hall meeting in Seattle last week. Starbucks employees were employed 10,000 individuals in U.S. support facilities, store development, and roasting manufacturing warehousing distribution operation as of October 1st, 2017. Huh. Oh, my. No. They have a graph here. Sales slips. Okay, so here they show, I'm not sure that Starbucks store, same store sale. This must be percentage of growth. So they had some substantial growth going on in January through April, the quarterly things. April, so July, they get 4% growth. Wow. And it went from 3 to 4% from April to July. And then, oh, my goodness, when this whole scandal started to break, October, it dipped to 2. Stayed 2 at December, stayed 2 at April of 2018. And July, it's down to 1%. Shazam. I wonder what that's all about. I think we've hit the rope point. I mean, you ought to see this graph. I think the rope, remember, buckshot. You rope salesman, you. Buckshot. Just think about buckshot. Contacted by Bloomberg News, a spokeswoman. Said the change, not a spokesperson, but a spokeswoman. Said the changes will entail an undetermined number of layoffs and include some employee shifts between company departments. Go ahead, buckshot, make my day. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, wait, 21 Rope.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Boy, am I in a good mood. Let's not ruin it. Listen, I'm doing straight stuff now. I'm going down my little list of stories and my little list of things to do. So this is a checkoff thing. I'm trying to be disciplined. But I've been told, don't be disciplined, so therefore, we're done. We're done with that. Okay, so I'm going to go rogue. Like Sarah Palin went rogue on John McCain. Gallup. Republican Party favorability. Shocking. I am so shocked. Republican Party favorability. I am so shocked, they tell you. It's amazing that the Republican Party favorability is shockingly the highest in 7 years. Wait till I read you the numbers. So where is, look, I'm sitting high atop Studio 21. I mean, my vantage point here is spectacular. I can see everything, 360-degree view of everything. And I never saw this one coming. I didn't. I am so stunned by this news. Seriously, you will be too. It's shocking. Gallup poll. This is from Gallup. I'm reading the article. It says Gallup at the top. So this is it's not fake news. Don't confuse us with the major studios. The majors out there. Republican favor. Oh, no. Oh, my. Shocking. Shocking, I say. Let's get this number. 45% of Americans now have a favorable view of the Republican Party. It's the party's most positive image since it registered 47% in January of 2011. How the heck? That's because of the 2010 election. Oh, let's go back to that. I just don't want to beat a dead horse. I'm sorry. I'm not thinking about Buckshot. He survived the rope thing. Remember that. That was when the Republicans fired January 2011. See, I'm triggered. I'm absolutely triggered. This triggers me. I am triggered. Oh, Trigger was a horse too. Roy Rogers, right? What is the horse theme today? So anyway, we've got 47% in January. See, because what happened, remember the 2010 election? That was the Tea Party election. George Soros kicked it in and said, wait a minute, we got to destroy the Tea Party. Yeah, we got to do all kinds of weird things and destroy Tea Parties all over the nation. Remember that? Boy, I'm telling you, I do have a memory like an elephant. Not so much of a horse, but an elephant. So it was 47% in January. But remember, we swept the House. We took the House away from Obama. That was it for Obama. He staggered and stammered all the way through to 2016. Ever since that. Now, what happened, though? Oh, we have to get rid of Michael Steele, who was the president of the Republican Party, U.S. Republican Party. And you know what was kind of interesting? He was so organized. He organized all the counties throughout the United States, literally empowered them. Big difference. And he went and he campaigned out there. He ran things up and down. The last time the Republican Party truly came out in campaign in California was November of 2010. And who was leading that charge? It was Michael Steele. And so he did so well all around the nation, they had to fire him. So by January of 2011, they fired him. The Republican Party, no leadership for you. No stinking leader. You've broken us. We're broke as a joke, they said. It was all his fault. Yeah. And how did all that happen? How did they disgrace Michael Steele? How did they do that? Grover Norquist. Grover Norquist led the voting against Michael Steele. Now, if we had Michael Steele in 2012, who knows what would have happened? Huh? Who knows what would have happened with that election? But they couldn't do that because the globalists were paving the way by way of Grover Norquist, who stands about 2 inches tall. And Grover manipulated it so badly that, of course, the Republicans lost in 2012. I hate it when this happens. Because who'd they bring in? Who'd they bring in after eight ballots in the January convention of the Republicans of 2012, they bring in Rance Priebus. Oh, there's a winner for you. They bring in Rance Priebus. And, of course, Donald Trump had to take him, and he took him. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. I'll never forget 2011. That was the day the Republican Party died in California, by the way. Thoroughly died. That was the month, anyway. Oh, but I'm sorry. I left the best part out of this. This really has the statement as read from Washington, D.C., Bloomberg. I want you to think about this. 45% of Americans now have a favorable view of the Republican Party, a 9-point gain from last September's 36%. Did you hear that? A 9-point gain. Now, who's your daddy? Who's the daddy that brought that to you? Donald J. Trump. The man the left hates the most. And you know, when the haters start hating like they're seeing right now with Kavanaugh, more rope, please. Just remember Buckshot, more rope, please. They're going to end up on their back, and they're going to end up down, which is exactly where they're all headed. Oh, by the way, it's the party's most impressive registration of percentage since 47% in 2011. Haha. Shortly after taking control of the House in the 2010 midterm elections, 44% give the Democratic Party a favorable rating. That has not changed since September. It was 36-44% in September, and now it's this is just absolutely amazing. A 9-point gain, 45% favorable rating. This is stunning. It's a stunning number. So you talk about the blue wave. Really? Where is that blue wave after all? It's just not there. And by the way, this is Gallup. I'm not fond of Gallup, but this is a Gallup poll. I hate it when this happens, don't you? When favorability goes up. And, you know, we have some other things that are going on. Dems lose advantage with middle class. Shocking. Shocking! Poll, Democrats lose advantage with middle class Americans. Gender gap collapses. Make America great again. The Democratic Party's advantage among American women suffered a 6% swing over the past year, according to a Gallup poll released Monday. I love Gallup. I'm just kidding. Women are still more likely to view the Democrats favorably than they are Republicans, but the difference has contracted. A year ago, 35% of women said they viewed Republicans favorably. Democrats had a 14-point advantage, with 49% viewing the party favorably. In the latest poll, the GOP favorability rating rose to 40%. The Democratic favorability fell by 1 point. That leaves Democrats with just 8 points in the advantage. I hate it when this happens. It says Democrats have completely lost their advantage with American men. A year ago, 40% of men viewed the Democrats favorably, while just 37% viewed the GOP. Now Republicans are in favor with 50% of men. Are you kidding me? Favorability towards Democrats climbed 1 point to 41%, giving the Republicans a 9-point advantage. That's amazing turnaround.
Rope.
Think Rope.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And I had to break it. You know, I really did. We have in the studio here, we have, do the show prep in preparation of these 3 hours, 3 hours in advance. So I'm at 3 a.m. California time. And so I'm getting all this news. And I usually have, I can have as many as 5 news sources talking in my ear at one time. I'm really, really good at discriminating audio sounds. So, and I'm picking it all up. I'm absorbing it. So, I get a real trend for what is going on in the news and in the world. And then, of course, I know my news, the stuff that we generate here and information that we generate and stories that we have. Like yesterday, if you missed yesterday's show, you need to go back and listen to what we had, what we were talking about yesterday. Pretty incredible stuff. Steve Hilton, Fox News, was also a guest yesterday in the third hour. It's really a pretty good one. And then we talked about the socialist communist in the second hour. That is just an incredible story to talk about what potentially could be happening. It's happening in this country. And the communists that are finding their way into our system and how they're doing it. And we fingered people. We said, these are communists. So you need to go listen to that and give you an idea of what's going on. So I had to, today, though, everything's Kavanaugh, 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 Kavanaugh. That's all I heard, the drumbeat. So I said, look, when people come to my show, well, let's take a break for a while. So the break's over. It's Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh. I'm serious. It's over. I saved the last block just for this moment so we can kind of get through this. We can do the cathartic thing because I know you're clamoring for more information about what is going on. Okay, so let's give you the latest on this. Jimmy Kimmel weighs in. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. He weighs in. Jimmy Kimmel says, suggests cutting off Brett Kavanaugh's penis if he's confirmed. Okay. This is stunning, I know. But it's true. ABC late night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel took the stage on Tuesday and jokingly suggested that his compromise to the battle of Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination is to chop off the judge's pesky penis, should he be confirmed. The offending penis, known as the pesky penis, to Kimmel. I don't believe he said this. What is this? This is Tuesday. And that was, okay, so I'm going to listen.
President Trump is in New York right now. He's scheduled to address the UN General Assembly tomorrow. His focus during these meetings will be America First. That's like his version of Hulk Smash, America First. And while Trump is busy making friends at the UN, there's a much more drama surrounding his pick for the Supreme Court. Another woman came forward to accuse Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct. That makes 2 women. Only 12 more he can run for president. According to a story that was in the New Yorker yesterday, when Kavanaugh was at Yale, a female classmate claims they got very drunk at a party and he put his penis in her face. The Republican leadership reportedly knew this second round of accusations was coming and tried to push up the confirmation so it would happen before the story came out. Kavanaugh himself doubled down on denials. He did an interview on Fox News tonight in which he revealed a lot.
I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And both from the schools I went to and I were
friends. So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
Never had sexual intercourse with anyone in high school?
Correct.
And through what years in college, since we're probing into your personal
life? Many years after. I'll leave it at that.
Wow.
Thank you for admitting that. He was a virgin until many years after.
So if he doesn't get to be on the Supreme Court, maybe he'll be the Bachelor. They've got a thing. On Thursday, Judge Kavanaugh and his first accuser, Professor Christine Blasey Ford, both of them will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Professor Ford claims Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her at a high school party. He claims that he kept calendars detailing his social engagements from 1982. Well, in return, we get to cut that pesky penis of his off.
Okay. Well, you kind of got the gist of what Jimmy Kimmel was up to. Pretty disgusting, Jimmy Kimmel. And of course, you know, the believability of these women, and even in the storytelling he's got right there, is absolutely ridiculous, right? Preposterous, obscene, absurd. But this is the level that we're getting to. This is, and also, you know, so we're getting to these kind of comments. And one of the things I didn't even get to yet, I'm about to, is one of the top stories we have up on the website right now. Ted Cruz run out of D.C. restaurant by protesters. Yeah, see, we're getting this kind of thing. This is what I'm talking about. I said this at the very beginning of the hour. Is violence going to be the next phase of what they're going to do? You know what I mean? Because they're taking, you know, now they're running people out of restaurants. We saw this with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But now, of course, the Secretary of the Interior, Homeland Security, Nielsen. Republican Senator Ted Cruz was chased out of a D.C. restaurant by protesters on Monday night. Two videos were posted by Smash Racism D.C., and they show a large group of protesters chanting, "We believe survivors," in reference to sexual assault allegations by nominee Brett Kavanaugh towards him. One video shows a protester confronting Cruz and his wife as they entered the restaurant. Senator Cruz tells his wife, "God bless you," or tells the woman, "God bless you," before attempting to take a seat at a table. After the protesters surrounded the table, Senator Cruz tells Mrs. Cruz, "Let's go ahead and go," and puts on his jacket and leaves. Smash racism. There you go. That's smash racism. Let's leave. Now, why do the restaurateurs allow this to happen?
We believe survivors. We believe survivors. We believe survivors. We believe survivors.
There you go. Well, we don't believe them. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on there, of course. Grievances being read today. And we're going to be making some changes, time-wise, in Sutter County, anyway. Sutter County is going to be read at 10:30. Then we're all going to scamper off over to Yuba City. Yuba County. Marysville. The Government Center at 9:15. 8th Street, Marysville. Now, we're going there because we just thought we'd all go there at 11 o'clock. So, at 10:30, reading grievance at Center County Courthouse, and that's going to be at 1175 Civic Center Boulevard in Yuba City, California. Then we're all going to scamper off at 11 o'clock and meet up at the courthouse, or excuse me, the Government Center in Yuba County. Wonder why we're doing that. Just a larger group of people, bigger numbers, you know. A gang shows up to read a grievance. Well, you know, you just got to get the message out. And sometimes those government people just don't want to believe that you can get the message out. That's just shocking, I know. Shocking! Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, the state of the future. There's no doubt about it. And the grievances, the Constitutional Convention coming up, deux, pas deux, big history, big history. Visit that website and get your history correct, NewCaliforniaState.com. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
warriors sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.